Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Hey, welcome back to the Hardline. 5-9 of the Fan, Kevin Estes, 5-9 of the Fan.com. I'm finishing up my loan with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Have you ever heard of a 27-day close? Because that's what Ryan Kelly's doing for me.
Oh, I wish I could sit here and play along with you, but I can't because anything that Ryan Kelly does not remotely surprise me. He does things that most people can't. Seriously.
Yeah, 27 days. For anybody who doesn't know, 6 weeks is typical.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be sarcastic at all.
Yep.
Because he just does stuff that's impossible, which is why he's Ryan Kelly.
Yep. Home loan expert. He is not even a sponsor on my show, but he's sponsoring me. So there you go. He is right now helping me get a loan, and I needed one. So, John, have you been following along with Brett McMurphy's reporting recently?
Yes.
So the most recent report of Brett McMurphy, and he is with Watch Stadium now, which ESPN screwed up. Brett McMurphy is good at his job.
Yes, he is.
He is the one guy that still breaks legitimate news. Outside of Schefter, who breaks things, but it's not like Schefter doesn't have like bombshells. He's not an investigative reporter type. He usually breaks, like, he'll be the one that says Le'Veon Bell's not showing up. He is the one that said he's probably not showing up. So, Brett McMurphy, it appears to me at this point that McMurphy has gone past the normal. This is my reporting, and, you know, there's going to be a little bit of conflict between the people. Now I think it's personal. And he has jumped on to every report, one after the other. And the most recent one is that it's amazing the way he framed it, too. Instead of saying Zach Smith continues to be a horrible human being and used a racial slur against a player in 2017, instead he framed it trying to take down Urban Meyer, who I think is the one he has the real vendetta against, because of the way he was treated at Big Ten Media Day, where he basically said the report's crap and this guy's a liar. I'm paraphrasing there, but he framed it to say Urban Meyer helped cover up what this person did, what Zach Smith did with the racial slur. Now, three players who were right there in that scrum have come out and say that's absolutely not true, it's never used, and that's garbage. My theory on this whole thing, John and Rock, is that his source is Tom Herman, and Tom Herman saw what Zach Smith was doing on Twitter, and ready to get the spotlight back off of him, he called up Brett McMurphy and said, by the way, you want to know what happened in 2017? And I don't think he likes Tom Herman. I don't think he likes Urban Meyer. And I don't think he likes Zach Smith. And I think he's feeding this stuff to Brett McMurphy. Brett McMurphy, in my opinion, whiffed on this. Generally, he's a really good reporter. I think he whiffed on this. I don't think this one's true. But I think he's gotten a lot of really good information from Tom Herman on these things. And he probably just ran with it without confirming on this one. That's my opinion on what happened here.
I don't know. I'm just really amazed by the depth that some people will sink and not realize that no matter how they might damage others, they're doing more damage to themselves. Zach Smith thinks that he's damaging Tom Herman. And he may. But what Zach Smith has done to himself is, it's not fixable. I mean, in all seriousness, if he walked in and he wanted the job at Smoothie King tomorrow, would you hire the guy knowing his past?
No way in hell.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's just not coaching now. It's who's going to want to employ this guy.
We have some news, I think.
Yep. Rock? It is finalized. Adam Schefter reporting Le'Veon Bell is not reporting to the Steelers by the 4 p.m. deadline today and is now ineligible to play the remainder of the 2018 season. Sources tell ESPN his season is now over. Bell will become an unrestricted free agent this winter when the bidding for his service will begin. Obviously, that last part was kind of a change over this last week when there was reporting that his agent had found a loophole in the CBA that still allowed him without the accrued season to hit free agency. That was kind of under-talked about, I feel like. People were just like, yeah, he found it. Okay, cool. I kind of want to know what the heck it was. Like, what exactly was the loophole? But bottom line is, there was a loophole, apparently.
Let's get into that in just a few minutes. Go ahead, John. I wouldn't touch Zach Smith either.
No, I mean, I don't understand people in life like that. That, you know, it never pays. It rarely pays. I should never say never. it rarely pays to blow up the proverbial bridge. It just doesn't.
So I think what's going to happen here, I 100% agree with you on Zach Smith. I think what's going to happen here is this entire, first of all, I have told you guys, I've heard from people in the industry that are close and would have valuable opinions on this. Tom Herman is a douchebag. So that catches up to you. Also, I think when you start playing this game, because I think he's feeding Brett McMurphy. This is my opinion. I'm no confirmation on this. That stuff short circuits careers. And when you're disliked by everybody, and it's not just, we didn't get along because we didn't see eye to eye, similar to what you saw in Hard Knocks. Hugh Jackson did not see eye to eye with the offensive coordinator. That's just where he was sitting. And that stuff's fine. You just have guys that are hard to get along with, and you move on to the next place. But when it's stuff outside and people are trying to take you down personally, that's the type of stuff that short circuits careers. And the first thing that tipped me off that I think this is really going to become a thing for Tom Herman is when his name came out that he was the other person at the strip club with Zach Smith. And the reason that's a big deal is because Zach Smith would have never come out to say that because he would have denied it altogether. So you know it didn't come from Zach Smith, and you know obviously it didn't come from Urban Meyer. So that means there was somebody else, from Tom Herman, probably Urban Meyer, probably somebody else in the Ohio State program that also hated him and wanted to take him down personally. And when you go that far down the road and you're the head coach at Texas, where, look, there's a reason that Texas took Charlie Strong, and it was because he was Mr. Morals. Remember, his first year, he said, we don't do things right here. Everybody's moving back into the dorms. The only people that didn't have to live in the dorms were the seniors. Everybody had to wear a suit everywhere they went. Texas loves manners. Texas wants you to be a good old Southern boy and do everything right and say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. When you're sitting here at Texas and you're the guy going to strip clubs and continually this news continues to come out, you ain't going to be around very long.
No. And truth be told, Texans want you to be Texans, not Southerners.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's exactly right. Texas isn't in the South. Texas is in Texas.
This could prove to be, once it's all said and done, a serious issue for Tom Herman. It honestly could be, because again, you know, when it comes to recruiting and it comes to this and it comes to that, don't forget, there's only one way that you get on the green planet, man. There's only one way you come on Earth. And that's because of Mama.
And Mama doesn't like strip clubs.
Yeah. Doesn't like cheaters.
Does Mama want to let the guy who might have been at the massage parlor the night before onto the couch? Into the family's
home? Hey, it worked fine for Hugh Freeze.
I'm just saying, again.
And he's a Southern boy.
So it is offering $50,000 checks, but hey.
And you say Texas isn't doing that?
No, I agree with
Rock.
Well
played, sir.
I agree with Rock there now. That's 75 to 100.
Yeah, I was like,
Texas plays big.
Texas does play
Larry Tunsil was just getting room and board. He didn't have a super nice car. The guy was playing small.
All you had to do was just take a look at the guys that they were getting from out of state.
Yeah.
Kim Dichie.
Yeah.
I mean. So, all right. We will leave that there. But that I'm serious that this is a big deal for Tom Herman.
I'll tell you what right now. I could be wrong. Jimmy D would know. I would have to believe that Zach Smith has squarely put himself on the radar of authorities, because I'm sitting there thinking, would you be surprised if you find out this guy went nuts tomorrow with a gun?
No, that's
a good
point.
Extraordinarily unstable.
See, I thought you were going to go with the fact of, when you have a guy who's at strip clubs and he's also at these massage parlors, I thought you were going to go with, when you're connected to that much stuff, you know, people are going to start asking, and how exactly were you paying for this? And which credit card were you using? Was that expense report that you wrote for that meal at 2:11 a.m., was it really at the Denny's?
Interesting, because I never once had any of that stuff go through my mind, but.
You don't want to go into discovery.
I mean, you are Ohio State, and you are getting paid $600,000 if you're a coordinator, but still, I just wonder about the money.
Well, he was basically a receivers coach, but I guarantee that's what I'm saying. This whole thing, the way this whole thing could play out, is not good for anybody.
No, and Zach Smith's already done, but Urban Meyer's going to be done shortly. Yeah. And the person we're not talking—that's why I brought it up today. The person we're not talking about in this whole mess is Tom Herman, and I'm serious. Right. I think. This doesn't short-circuit his career at Texas. This short-circuits his career.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to end up at some place like Louisville where they take Bobby Petrino back after what he does. That's where you go.
Yeah, there's going to be some interesting things going on. Because I'll tell you right now, what in my mind is unequivocally one of the best young coaches in all of college football?
Jeff Brohm.
Do you really want your next move to be to Louisville?
He's the odds-on favorite right now.
I understand that. But dude, is that really what you want? Or do you want it to be...
For those who don't know, that's his alma
mater. I'm not saying Harbaugh's leaving or Saban's leaving, but do you want that to be Michigan or Alabama?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you're doing what you're doing at Purdue, you're going to have major big-time P5 conferences taking a gander at you.
He should throw his hat in the ring at USC.
He could very well be.
And that's the step.
Because the thing at USC, and even on my trips to the West Coast every week and talking to USC grads, dude, there's nobody. There's nobody that's deemed to be like the front runner. Right. There are some older guys that, hey, you know what, let's bring Pete Carroll back. He probably, you know, this would be the perfect time to... People tend to forget. Check, Rock, well, how old is Carroll? Is
he's 64.
I was going to say 65. I mean, I was thinking he may even be older. But Pete Carroll, 67,
whoa.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's always...
So he was older.
Pete Carroll's one of those guys that where take what age you think he is, add 3 or 4 onto it, because he always seems to pull it off being
wow.
I knew he was
younger.
And that's what I'm saying is that, you know, it's just... If you're really building a program, do you want a guy who'll be 68 next year in his first season back?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. I was telling you today that there's rumors out there that because of the AD that they made to take a look at Hugh Jackson. What's that going to do for your program?
So Lynn Swann's the AD out there. What is his connection to Hugh Jackson?
Apparently they have a very good relationship. Can't tell you the connection. Don't
okay.
know.
So Lynn Swann is kind of, he really likes the, hey, it's your alma mater thing.
Right.
So anybody who has real ties to USC, he wants a USC guy. He's been outspoken about that.
But there's just not that many guys out there that really fit the role.
No. If I'm USC, I take Jeff Brohm in a heartbeat. That offense plays in the Pac-12.
I mean, it's just, it's so bizarre when these things come up in sports that, I mean, who would ever think that USC may have trouble finding? Because the one thing that absolutely shocks me is I threw out the name Bobby Stoops to them, and they all just, like, looked down on him. All these USC guys.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, Bobby.
Bob Stoops is going to end up at Ohio State, by the way.
Oh, no, I told you I think that from day one was legitimately going to be the case as soon as this Meyer thing came down.
Yeah.
No ands, if or buts about it.
And there's no other great coach out there right now?
No.
Because everybody waited on Chip Kelly for a while. Right now everybody's waiting on Bob Stoops. Who's the guy?
This will be the first time in how long that we can't even just for the sake of argument throw out John Gruden's name.
Yeah. And for a long time it was Jim Harbaugh too. Well, just get him back from the NFL. You can always bring him back. I don't know who the guy is. I mean, even for years you had Petrino. I mean, he was at Western Kentucky,
right.
And then even you're like, well, he could always leave Louisville. He's already done it once, and he'll jump for anywhere. Petrino sucks. I can't think of a single coach right now that you're like, you know he's good. You just got to convince him.
All right, wrap it up. Let's go. David Cutcliffe. Let's see it, baby.
See?
I do like Cutcliffe. He's crazy.
I love him, too,
How old is Cutcliffe?
65.
You know who you should take a hard look at? Anybody. Dino Babers. What he's done at Bowling Green in Syracuse is legit, man.
Cutcliffe, 64.
See, again, I would
wow,
just...
he's a lot older than I thought.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is that these guys...
I mean, he started coaching Ole Miss in 98. It's not that surprising that he's in his 60s.
You know who the guy
is? He coached Eli Manning again.
Yeah, exactly.
You know who the guy is? It's Hugh Freeze.
Somebody will give Hugh Freeze a... Let me tell you something.
We're not talking about an SEC team, are we?
Let me tell you something. If a guy like...
If a guy like...
Prime doesn't go to Louisville, Hugh Freeze will be somebody. Louisville will look at Hugh Freeze. I guarantee it.
Hugh Freeze will be coaching at a major high-level Power 5 school again very shortly.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I really like the guy. Just stop paying with stuff on your company card.
Hugh Freeze?
Yeah. I mean, just cheat like everyone else in your sport. Discreetly.
Yep.
Smartly.
It is interesting, and he has this going for him if anybody will ever do it.
Wasn't his fault his players couldn't keep their mouth shut?
No, it's not that. It's that he actually, at least as far as the investigation... said he had nothing to do with it. Now, I'm sure he knew about it and such, but it was never proven that, look, he was even aware of this. They said no. And that was kind of what he's hanging his hat on. He's never going to get hired at a private school. USC's not going to take. Private school's not going to take a run at him. But I think you will at some point. He will be back. I wouldn't be surprised if eventually he ends up at a power. Like I said, it won't be USC or Notre Dame or whoever.
Did a powerful Republican die or something?
No. No. 314 chimed in on the USC discussion. He said he's throwing out the obvious choice. You're looking for an old school Trojan. He's not discredited in the coaching circles like Jack Del Rio or Jeff Fisher. It's obviously O.J. Simpson.
Lane Kiffin. Yeah. Oh, Lane's one.
Lane's back in the Power Five the next 3 years.
How about
he's had a rough year though.
How about how
next 3 years?
How far is that program drop back?
Yeah.
That starts
he needed to leave last year, and he didn't.
You know the guy right now that a lot of coaches love, and he's sort of become a coach's coach. And it's funny how coaches never really seem to go once they step outside of their element. But Bill Clark at UAB.
Oh, yeah. A school that didn't have a program 5 years ago, and right now is killing it.
Well, and the funny thing is.
But they had a program like 7 years ago.
This weekend. They canceled him, lost their program, had most of their guys leave, come back, and 2 years in the he's sitting there. He has one loss in the entire season, will play in the Conference USA Championship game. But the interesting thing is that team has a chance to make a statement this weekend because they go down to play Texas A&M.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something. Fisher has a chance to run up that score, he will, because a lot of people tend to forget UAB turned him down like 7-8 years ago. He was literally getting on a plane. I'm serious. You can look the story up. This is a true story. He was literally getting on a plane later in the afternoon. I'm trying to remember where he was at. I can't remember. He might have been an assistant at Florida State at the time. Anyhow.
Before he took over for Bowden, yeah.
Right. He was an assistant somewhere, and he was literally, like, after practice or something, going to get on a plane and go down for, like, a second interview with UAB, and they called him and said, no, thanks, we're going in a different direction.
Wow. Well, didn't he become Florida State's head coach in 2009? He was either 9 or 10, I think.
I don't remember he was there. Well, no, probably not. Because I think he was only there 5 or 6 years.
I thought he won his championship in year 4, but I can't remember. We're going to have to go here shortly. But I was watching a video. John, you'll remember this at the time. Last thing. I'm sorry, Rock. That Nick Saban, LSU coaching staff, had Will Muschamp, had Derek Dooley, had Jimbo Fisher, and Nick Saban all on the same staff. That is the freaking all-star of coaching. So, there you go. John, do you have something you want to share real quick? Or
I'm really quickly trying to find out.
Rock, do you have the brewery lights on your...
2010 to 2017.
They start on Thursday. They go through December 30th. Get down there. It's a wonderful time. They have drinks down there. They have hot chocolate if you're like TJ and don't like having fun.
You don't drink.
I guess I do. Or partaking in the wonderful Budweiser products. They got those down there. The brewery lights are beautiful. Great for a date night. But yeah, start on Thursday. Run through December 30th. Get out there.
That is good.
What's the
stuff.
Name of the place again?
It's going to be the Brewery Lights down there in Anheuser-Busch.
It is Brewery Lights in Anheuser-Busch, where holiday magic is always brewing. For more information, visit brewerylights.com. I went down there last year. It's beautiful.
Everything AB does is top drawer, man. Yeah.